Today's Daf HaShavua Shirin Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olea Shalom. It begins on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis in the Oz V'Hodor edition, approximately in the middle of the Amid at the Gemara, following the Mishnah. Before we begin the Gemara, let us briefly review the Mishnah that we learned in the last shir. In that shir, we had three opinions concerning Tfilas Hamusafim. The first opinion is the Tanakama's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that ain't Tfilas Hamusafim ela b'chover ear, that Tfilas Hamusafim, the Chachamim were not misakin to daven musaf unless you're in a chover ear, which means a tzibur. A yochid is not obligated, and the Rabbeinu Yoina on this Mishnah in the Bavli Brachas explains that since Tfilas Hamusafen is not tachnunim, it's not beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything, it is also not in the place of a tefillah which is tachnunim. For example, Shachris Mincha and Ma'ariv on Shabbos would be in place of Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, the Shemayna Esrei, in the weekday where there is Tachnunim. So since the Musaf of Shemayna Esrei itself is not Tachnunim, and it's not in the place of another Tefillah which is Tachnunim, therefore, according to the Tanakama's Shita in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they were only Misakin, it's enough that the Tzibur would have the Tefillah Samasafim, there is no obligation on a Yochid. The second opinion, and that's the halacha, the way we paskin, is the sheet of the Chachamim, that the chiyuv of Tfilas Hamusafim, the Chazal, were misakin both bechaver ear, shalai bechaver ear, whether there is a minyan or there's not a minyan, the yachid is obligated. And Rabbi Yehuda said, mishmoy, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, a third opinion, that Be'emes, a yachid is chayiv. The only thing is that kol makom she'ei sham chavir ha'yachid patur mitfilas hamusafen. If there is in the city a tzibur which is davening musav, then the yachid, even if the yachid is not part of the tzibur, the yachid is patur, he's not in the shul, but there is a tzibur that's davening musav in the community, then the yachid would be patur. If there is no tzibur davening Musaf in this community, then the Yochid would be Chayiv. So according to this understanding, it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is being Machmir on the Tanakama's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whereas the Tanakama's opinion was that there is no obligation whatsoever on a Yochid to daven Musaf. The only Chiv Chazal placed was on the Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda, in his name, disagrees. He's machmer. Yes, a yochid has an obligation to daven musaf, even without a tzibur. The only thing is, there's a leniency that if the tzibur daven shemayna esrei, the yochid is not obligated. This was the Mishnah. Now begins the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to tell us another explanation of the Tanakama sheet in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and according to this explanation, Rabbi Yehuda, the third opinion in our Mishnah will not be a chumra, but rather Rabbi Yehuda will come out being a kula. Begins the Gemara, Rav Bibi b'shem Rav Chana. Rav Bibi said in the name of Rav Chana that Rav Chana Amar, he said, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, as the Pnei Moshe points out. The ein ha'yachid patur mitfilas musafen ela b'makom she'yesh chaver ear. That is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, continues the Gemara, she'amar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That third opinion that we had in the Mishnah, that a yachid is only patur from musaf if there is a chabura in the city, if there is a tzibur in the city, davening musaf, but otherwise the yachid is chayiv, which comes out to be a chumrah in the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rav Bibi said in the name of Rav Chana that this is the halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And the Gemara continues that Milsa de Shmuel Amar Kain, that Shmuel said identical to Rav Bibi in the name of Rav Chana. Why? Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said the following statement. Ana min yoymei, my entire life, loitza listi musafir, I never davened musaf. El echad zman, there was one time that I davened musaf. When did this happen? Demis bere de resh galusa, the son of the resh galusa, the head of the golus, the prince of the golus, the son was nifter, v'loitza lu tzibura, the tzibur did not daven musaf, it's salis, and I davened musaf, says the charedim. The first charedim on the Gemara, demis brei v'nitredu betiruv ha-hesped, and all the people were very involved in the hesped for the son of the resh galusa. Why? Ki resh galusa hoyol hem kemelech. The resh galusa, the head of the exile in Bavel, was like a melech. They treated him like a king. And therefore, if his son was nifter, v'akoyel asukim besbedoy, everybody was busy with the hesped of the prince of the king. L'kach lo yochlu l'sbal musaf, they weren't able to daven musaf. So then Shmuel said, v'tzalis I daven, says the charedim, ule tanakamet Rav Elazar ben Azariah, hayochid pater. The Tanakhama says that if even an oinus happened like here, because they were busy in the hesped and they weren't able to daven musaf, but the fact is there was no tzibur to daven musaf. If there's no tzibur to daven musaf, the yochid, according to the Tanakhama, is potter. And here Shmuel said, that was the only time that I davened. Vitzalis, I davened, even though it was an oinus, I still davened. So says the Charedim, Elavade Sfirule, the Alochic Rabbi Yehuda, the Alochic must be like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Yochid is Chayiv in Musaf. He's only Potter if the Tzibur davens. If the Tzibur does not daven Musaf for any reason, there isn't a minion, there is no Tzibur, or an oinus happened that the Tzibur wasn't able to daven, like in the case of the son of the Resh Galusa. So according to the Tanakhama, he would be Potter, because a Yochid is never Chayiv in Musaf. According to Rabbi Yehuda's view and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, in that case, the Yochid would be Chayv. That's my why Shmuel daven. So we see that Shmuel holds, like Rav Bibi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now the Gemara is going to show us a different explanation in the words of the Tanakhama, where it comes out that the Tanakhama is the one who's machmer, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who is makel. Continues the Gemara, Milhin de Rabbanin, the words of the Rabbanin, Pligin, they argue on Rav Bibi, and the name Rav Chana, who said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Demar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Demar is the Omar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, B'shem, Rabbi Shimon Chasida, B'royim u'b'kaitzim. There are various pshatim and girsois in these few lines, and we will be going according to the pirush of the Rosh Cirillo, as brought down in the Shinui Neschois. Says the Rosh Cirillo, B'royim u'b'kaitzim hi masnita. Our Mishnah is speaking in a case of shepherds and fig processors who work far from the city. They are the ones who the Tanakhama, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, pater the Yochid from Tfilas Musaf. And then the Gemara continues, according to the Girsa of the Rosh Cirillo, Loi Omar, and here the Shinui Neschois adds the word Ella. Loi Omar Ella Beroim Bekaitzim. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah stated at the beginning in the first sheet of the Mishnah, Ein Tfilas HaMusafin El B'chavar Yir, he was speaking about only Royim and Kaitzim. They have a ptur that the Yochid is Potter, because they're in a city, where, in a place where there is no Tzibur. And then concludes Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chasid, Hashar Kol Adam Chayovin. But all other Yechidim would be Chayiv if they're in the city. And even if there is a tzibur that is davening musaf, the yochid is still chayiv. According to this explanation of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda is being makel on the Tanakhama's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because the Tanakhama was only makel for a yachid who's not in a place of Eitz Sibur. Originally, we learned Ein Tfilas Hamusafen Ela B'Chaver Ir, that Tfilas Hamusafen is only said by Eitz Sibur. The whole chiv is only an obligation on the tzibur, according to Tanakam in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now we're interpreting these words differently. Ein tfilas hamusafin ela b'chaver ir. There's only a chiv of tfilas musaf if you're in a city that has a tzibur. But then the chiv is even on a yachid. However, if the yachid finds himself in a locale where there is no chaver ir, he's a shepherd alone, far from the city. He's a fig processor alone, far from the city. Then there, in that case, the rabbanon word mechayev you. But if you're a yachid in a place that has a chaver ir, there's an obligation on the town, but there's likewise an obligation on the individual, even if the tzibur is saying musaf. So according to this interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda comes out to be mekel. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with you, Tana Kama, in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Royim and Kaitzim, that they're potter. But I hold that even a yachid in a city which has a tzibur, davening musaf, that yachid will likewise be potter, because of the tzibur that's davening musaf. So then it comes out that he is mekel. So now, who did the rabbanim paskin like? Since the rabbanim were speaking in the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and they were saying Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is only speaking about Roy Mekaitzim, from that we can deduce, as Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chasida, Hoshar Kolam Chayovim. Those are actually the words of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi in the name of Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Only Royim and Kaitzim are Potter. Hoshar Kolam Chayovim. Other people, Yechidim, even in a city that's davening Musaf, are Chayovim. So it comes out that we don't hold, he was trying to say, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We hold like the Rabbanan, we hold like Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, name Rabbi Shimon Chasida, that a yachid is chayiv musaf in a city, even if the city is davening musaf b'tzibur. The only time a yachid's potter is royim and kaitzim. Continues the Gemara, Milsud Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kain. Rabbi Yochanan also said the same thing, that he did not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that a yachid is potter if there's a chavar ear. He paskin like the Tanakama in Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that a yachid is chayiv even if the tzibur is davening musav. He is not yoitze with the davening of the tzibur. Only kaitzim and royim are potter. How do we see this? D'mar Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan said, D'omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Re'isi is Rabbi Yanni. I saw Rabbi Yanni. Oyimidu Mispal B'shuk Shel Tziporin. He was standing and davening in the marketplace of Tziporin, which was outside of Tziporin. U'mahalich Dalet Amos. He davened Shachris. Then he walked for Amos. U'mispal Shel Musaf. And then he refocused himself to Tfilas Musaf and davened Musaf. The ein chaver ir b'tzipayrin? Is there no chaver ir in tzipayrin? There's no tzibur that's davening musaf. So why did Rabbi Yanai daven musaf? He's potter, according to Rabbi Yehuda in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, yachid's potter if the chaver ir is davening musaf. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yanai that a yachid is chayiv, even though there's a tzibur that's being mispal musaf. But now, the Gemara says, we learn three things from this testimony of Rabbi Yochanan about Rabbi Yanai. At shama mino tlas. You learn three things. At shama mino, you learn that, and now we're going again, the way the Shinui Nuschos brings down the girsa of the Rosh Cirillo, he puts in a word here, shuk shel tziporin. And in the pirush of the Rosh Cirillo at the bottom of the Amid, he says in the left margin, shuk shel tziporin, kit tziporin. We have in the Gemara bit tziporin, but the Rosh Cirillo says it's supposed to be kit tziporin. And we're going to go with his girsa, and we're going to go with his pshat in the sugya here. There are other pshatim. Says the Rosh Cirillo, you hear number one, that although the shuk of Tzipori was outside of Tzipori, but yet it was considered like Tzipori, Because otherwise, what's the Gemara saying? Ve'ein chover ir b'tziporin? We're not talking about tziporin. We're talking about the marketplace that was outside of tziporin. So what do we see? It must be that the marketplace had a halacha of tziporin, and in Mela, we see that we don't pasken like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Lozman Azariah, that a yachid is potter if the tzibur is davening musav. There might see him with their tefillas musav. We see not like that, because we see that Rabbi Yane davened musav, even though there was a tzibur in Tzipori that was davening musav, and the marketplace has a halach of Tzipori. So according to Yehuda, he would have been potter. But no, he passed like Tanakama. That Tanakama says a yachid is chayiv, even though the tzibur is davening musav. And then, as we continue on Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph, the second thing that we learned from this testimony of Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Shamim Mino Chalukin Al Rabbi Yehuda Shomer Yishum Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. As we explained, we see clearly that these Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, that a Yochanan is Potter if there's a Chavar Ir Davening Musaf in the city. And finally, Ad Shamim Mino, we learned from this testimony a third thing. She Adam Ispalel, a person can daven Shachris, Umahalach arba amis, he walks four amis. Umispal shal musaf and gedavin shal musaf. We don't say that he's like repeating the same Shemoneh Esrei two times because he's doing it one right after the other. We don't say that he focused on Shacharis, but then he didn't have time to focus new on musaf. No, if he takes a break of walking arba amis, that gives him time to refocus for what he's about to daven in musaf, and he's allowed. It's not considered saying the same tefillah twice. He's saying a Shacharis tefillah, he's saying a musaf tefillah, and he's yaitzah both. Amar Rababa, said Rababa, v'loy soif dover, achi halach arba amis. The end of the matter is that he doesn't literally have to walk the four amis. Ella, afilu shok, they hilach arba amis, even if he just made a hefzik, he took time out between Shacharis and musaf, the amount of time it would take to walk four amis, that is sufficient to consider that the second tefillah is not a repeat of Shacharis, but rather it's an independent tefillah, and with that tefillah, he's yoytze musaf. Continues the Gemara, Rav Amar tzorch lechadish badover, Shmuel Amar ain't tzorch lechadish badover. The Rishonim explained that this machlokes Rav and Shmuel is speaking about a case where someone inadvertently daven tefillas ha-musafin using the regular Shemoneh Esrei of Choyl. The question is he Yoytze Musav with his additional tefillah, which was said with the Shemoneh Esrei of Choyl? So Rav says he's only Yoytze Musav if he was Mechadish something that had to do with Musav in the tefillah, the normal Choyl tefillah. Shmuel Amar Ein Tzorach L'Chadish B'Dover. The fact that he repeated a Shemoneh Esrei, even if it's a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, that counts for tefillah Samusafen. Rav Zeira Boy Kumi Rabbi Yaisi. Rav Zeira asked the question in front of Rabbi Yaisi, Ma'o L'Chadish B'Dover. In this case, is the halacha like Rav or is the halacha like Shmuel? Amar Lei, so he answered him, yes, he has to be Mechadish, like Rav says, but how much does he have to be Mechadish? Afilu Amar, v'nas lefoneches chavaseinu, that we have done in front of you, Hashem, our obligation, Tamide yoim v'korban musav, the Tamidim of this special day and the korban of musav, yotza, if those are the only words he said in addition to the regular chol shmoina esrei, he is Yotzei. Rav Shila b'shem Rav. The Gemara says another halacha. Nispalel, if a person daven b'yechidus, by himself, without a minyan, and then he walks into a shul, and he found a group that was being mispal musaf, mispalel imohen, he's mispaled together with them. As the Haredim explains, the tfilas yochid legabe tfilas rabim, because a person who daven b'yechidus by himself compared to the tefillah of a tzibur, it's as if he did not daven. But v'loikayim alonachi b'bavli, the Bavli disagrees, and the Bavli says that he does not have to daven over again. Elo ein achayzer mispal, avo mitzdarif lasora l'kedusha u'l'baruch, even though he davened already, and he's not mechuyev to daven over again. So maybe I would say you can't count him as part of the minyan. No, that if they needed him for Kedusha or Borchu, even though he had already davened. And according to the Psak of the Bavli, he was Yotze with Dashman Esrei, but he could still join to make a minyan, which will include him as well. That's the Psak of the Bavli. The Yerushalmi here is arguing and says that the Tefillah of a Yochid is considered as if he didn't even daven compared to the Tefillah of a Tzibur, and therefore he is mechuyev to daven again. The Gemara now brings a story to bring out this last halacha. Rab Zeira of Rab Nachman bar Yaakov have a Yasvin min de Matzlan. Rab Zeira and Rab Nachman bar Yaakov, they were sitting after having daven b'yechidus. Asa Tzlusa. And it came the time when the Tzibur was davening. Kam Rav Nachman bar Yaakov Matzli. So Rav Nachman bar Yaakov got up and he started to daven again. Amli Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira said to him, V'loi kvar tzloinan, didn't we daven already? Why are you davening again? Amar lei Matzli ano, I daven, but v'chazeru Matzli. But I'm davening again. Demar Rav Shila b'shem Rav, because Rav Shila said in the name of Rav, Nispalil, a person who davened b'yechidis, umotz asor b'nei adam mispalilin, and he found 10 people who were davening, mispalim on. He davens with them, as we saw in the Haredim, that the yochid's tefillah in the place of a rabbin's tefillah, it's as if he had not davened yet, and that's why he has to repeat the davening. The Rif and the Rush at the end of Masechta Erevin tell us that whenever there's a machlekes Bavli and Yerushalmi, we paskin like the Bavli. And as we explained at the beginning of our learning of Yerushalmi, that the Basroi, the last ones, the ones who were able to bring every sugya down to its clear conclusion, was the Bavli who finished Talmud Bavli 150 years after Talmud Yerushalmi. And therefore, we always paskin like the Bavli. And therefore, in this question as well, the halacha is not like Rav Shila said in the name of Rav, that he has to repeat the davening, but rather, once he has davened, b'yechidus, he is not mechuyev to daven again. Then continues the Gemara, Rav Acha said in the name of Rav Yoina, who said b'shem Rav Zeira, in the name of Rav Zeira, Nesbal shel shacharis, of a person daven shacharis, ubo umatzim nesbal shel musav, and he came to shul, and he saw that they were up to musav, and they had already started musav. So the halacha is, mispalel imohen, he's allowed to daven musaf with them, as the Pnei Moshe explains, that even though in the next case we're going to see, it makes a difference whether he's able to finish his Shmoyne Esrei and still be able to answer a certain amen in time or not, that if he can't answer that amen, he should not daven together with the Tzibur. But here, where he is davening the exact same Shmoyne Esrei as the Tzibur, he's already daven Shacharis, and now he has to daven Musaf, and the Tzibur is davening Musaf. So even though he's starting later than the Tzibur, and he may not be able to answer every amen that's necessary, but since, as the Pnei Moshe says, Mishum dechayvus Musaf gam kein olav kamoi alehen, it's his chiyuv of Musaf is the same as the Tzibur's, umispalimo, and so he starts and davens together with them. However, loy nispal shel shachris, he had not yet davened shachris, and as the Pnei Moshe explains, v'hu roitze lispal shel shachris, he wants to join the Tzibur, but they're davening musav, and he'll daven instead of musav, he's going to daven shachris. So then it makes a chilek. Loy nispal shel shachris, says the Gemara, ubo umotzim nispal shel musav, and he finds that they're davening musav, should he join them or not, it depends. Im yoydei hu shehu maschil v'goymer, if he knows that he's able to start Shmoyne Esrei and finish atchelo yaschil shliach tzibur k'dei lanas achrav amen, and he will be able to complete his Shmoyne Esrei before the one who's leading the Tzibur says a certain bracha on which he'll answer amen, and we'll soon see what that bracha is, then Yisbal, he should daven with the Tzibur together. But Vim Lav, if he's not confident that he'll be able to finish Shmoyne Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur comes to that bracha that he has to answer amen, Al Yisbal, he should not daven together with the Tzibur. He should daven by himself, and he should be able to answer the amen of the Shliach Tzibur. Be'eze amen amru. Now, although the Pnei Moshe has a pshat here that's going on an earlier sugya in the Yerushalmi brachas, we're going to learn the Pashup Shad that it's a continuation of this previous sugya. Im Yodeyahu, that he can finish before he answers Amen, Kedei Lananes Achrav Amen, which Amen are we speaking about? Be'eze Amen Amru, Trein Amaron. It seems to be a machlaikis between two Amaroyin. Chad Amr Ba'amen Shel Hakel HaKadosh. One says that he has to be able to answer the Amen of the Shliach Tzibur for Hakel HaKadosh. Achrona, which means the other one, Omar, but Amen shall Shematfil, he has to be able to finish his Shemoneh Esrei, that he'll still be able to answer the Amen for the Brach of Shematfil. Seems to be a machlokes. One is going after the first three brachas, the set of the first three, which is Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other is going at the end of Shematfil, which ends all the brachas of Tachnunim, of supplication, of asking Hashem to help us in various ways. Seems to be a machlokes. Amar Pinchas v'loy pligin. Actually, it's not a machlokes. Man demar, the one who said ba'amin shel hakel hakadosh b'shabbos. During Shabbos, there are no supplications that Hashem should help us. All those middle 12 brachas are not said. So then he has to be able to finish his Shemoneh Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur says hakel hakadosh, that he can answer amen on the hakel hakadosh. That's Shabbos. Uman demar, the one who said Ba'amin shal shemei tefillah b'chayil. He was speaking about chayil, where there, not only do you have the brachas of shevach, you also have the brachas of bakosha, of supplication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which end with shemei tefillah. He has to be able to finish his Shemoneh Esrei and at least catch the amen of the brachas that end with shemei tefillah. Continues the Gemara, Taman Tanin, and we learned over there, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perig Dalet, Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Gamliel says, Shliach Tzibur, Maitzi Sarab, Midechai Vasan, that a Shliach Tzibur can be Maitzi, the Tzibur, with their obligation. Rabbi Gamliel's Shita is that even someone who's a Baki, someone who is able on his own to daven, to daven Musav, the shots can be mitzi him. And therefore, although we've learned before that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that a yachid is potter if tzibur is davening. The yachid is potter, the yachid is chayiv. The question now is, does the Yochid have to do it on his own, or he can listen to the shots, the Shliach Tzibur, when he repeats Shemoneh Esrei, and he can be Moitzi from the Shliach Tzibur, even if he has an obligation to daven Musaf, since we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So, according to Ram Gamliel, even a Yochid who's a Baki, the Shliach Tzibur could be Moitzi him. However, Rav Huna, Ruba, the great Rav Huna, the Tzipar of Tzipori, said, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. But when is the halacha like Rabbi Gamliel? Only one musaf, and that is Be'elin Tekiyasa, on Rosh Hashanah. When we add to the musaf Shemoneh Esrei, Malchi, Zechorinus, and Shoifrus, and there are many brachas, and lengthy brachas, and unfamiliar brachas, then Chazal were makel, and they paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, that the Shliach Tzibur can be mitzi, even a baki, even someone who has knowledge and is able to daven on his own, because they were worried about confusion, that even a baki could become confused. So that's like the one musaf a year that they allowed a baki to be yotze with the musaf of the Shliach Tzibur. But the rest of the year, Rav Huna is trying to say that the halacha will not be right like Rabbi Gamliel. The Shliach Tzibur can only be moitzi those people in the Tzibur who are unable on their own to daven the Shemoneh Esrei. However, a baki has to do it on his own. As we turn to daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara relates a story connected to this psak. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Chizda, Havayasvi, Taman, they were sitting over there in Bavel, Be'elon Tekiyosa, Minda Tzalun, they had already davened Shachris. And now the Tzibur was up to the Musav of Rosh Hashanah, where the blowing of the Shofar would take place. Osis Selusa, And now it came the time for Musav. Come, Rav Chisda Matzle. So Rav Chisda got up to daven. Amalei Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira said to him, V'loi kvar tzelinan. Didn't we already daven? We daven Shachris. You and I daven Shachris. So you're not repeating Shachris. Elamai, you're doing it for Musav. And for Musav, we pass on like Rav Gamliel in that case of Musav, that even a baki like yourself, you can be mitzi from the shliach tzibur. So why are you davening? Amalei, matzli anov chazer matzli. You're right. I daven shachris, but I have to now on my own daven Musav. Because even though the nachsin mar arvoi, litamon, those who came from the west, from Eretz Yisrael, to here, to Bavel, which is in the east of Eretz Yisrael, even though the Westerners came and said, V'amen b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, and they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halachik Ram Gamliel, Be'ilin T'kiyasa, the Halach is like Ram Gamliel in the Musaf, when we blow the Shofar, but V'anod L'Kivnes, but I am not able to concentrate on every single word of the Musaf Shemayna Esrei that I should be Yaitze. And if I don't have Kavana for every single word, I won't be Yaitze. Therefore, I take it upon myself to daven. I don't want to be relying on the Shliach Tzibur Shemayna Esrei because I'm worried that I'm going to miss a word. Ha'ilu Kavanis, if I would have been able to concentrate on every single word from the Shliach Tzibur, even though I'm a Baki, but there is a dispensation Chazal gave for the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah that the Shliach Tzibur would be Maitse me. Havina nafikidei chivasi enichanami, then I would be Yaitse my Chiyav. Amar Rab Zera, v'yeyus. It is true, the Psak of Rab Gamliel. It seems Rab Zera is saying that Rab Gamliel, that you could be might see a baki, is not only the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Any tefillah, you can be yaitzi, even a baki. Why? Because kol tanoi tani b'shem Rabban Gamliel. Everyone who mentions Rabban Gamliel says that this psak, that you can be might see even a baki, the shliach tzibur can do that. That's, they say in the name of Rabban Gamliel. But Rab Hoishi tani lo b'shem chachamim. He said that the Chachamim say this halacha, so it seems from Rabbi Ishiya that he's paskining like Rabbi Gamliel because he says it's not just the Das Yachid of Rabbi Gamliel, but it's the Chachamim who are saying this. However, Rav Ada de Kisrin, Rav Ada of Caesarea, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, name Rabbi Yochanan, gives one condition, V'hu sheyiyah shomer reisha tefillah. He has to be there from the beginning of Shemayna Esrei till the end. If he's going to come just to be Yotze with the Malchi, Zichronis, and Shoiferis, he won't be able to. Amar Rav Tanchum bar Yirmia, Umasnisa Amar Kain, that we see this at the end of a mission in Rosh Hashanah, where it says, Seder Brachas Omer, what is the Seder of the Brachas of the Musaf Shemayna Esrei? He starts with Avois, Ugvurois, Ukedushas Hashem. He starts with the first tefillah of Magen Avraham, where he speaks about Lekei Avraham, Lekei Yitzchak, Lekei Yaakov. He goes on to Ata Gibor, and the Kedushas Hashem, Ata Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh, and then he goes on to the Malchias, Achronis, and Shoiferis. So we see that all the brachas of the Shemayna Esrei of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah have to be done in order. He can't just come for the Malchias, Achronis, and Shoiferis and be Yotze, because that won't be in the correct order. The Shliach Tzibur can't be Maitzi him. If he's there for the whole Shemayna Esrei from the beginning, then he can be Yotze with the Tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur. We have now completed, for those who have been following the Shiurim in the Art Scroll Oz V'Hadar edition, we have completed the first volume of Art Scroll, and we are about to begin the second volume in the Art Scroll on Masechta Brachos. Before closing this year, I just wanted to mention what my esteemed colleague at the OU, Rav David Gorelick, pointed out, that the Chidushe Anshe Shem, Pirush on the Mishnayos, brings from the Tzlach the question whether a Yochid is permitted to daven Musaf, and the Tzlach says that this depends on the machlokas that we have in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that according to the Tanakhama, going with the simple pshat in the Tanakhama, that the whole chiv is only bechavar ear, then it would be usur, in fact, for a yochid to daven musaf, perhaps a question of brachal vatola. It was only nesakin for the chavar ear, for the chabura, the tzibur in the city. The yochid is not allowed to daven musaf. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then, of course, the yochid is chayiv in tefillas musaf. It's only that if he's in a community which has its sibber saying musaf, he can be yotze with that sibber. But it's his option if he wishes not to be yotze with the sibber and he wants to fulfill his obligation by saying it himself, he would be allowed to do that. It just gives him an option of a p'tur through the tzibur. So this question would come out to be totally in the machlokas between the Tanakhama's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But ain't a chanami. According to the Tanakhama, it would in fact be an isser for the yochid to daven musiv by himself. And with this we come to Hadrin Aloch Tfilas HaShachar, Hadrin Aloch Tfilas HaShachar, Hadrin Aloch Tfilas HaShachar. We are now ready to begin in the next shir, B'siyata Dishmaya, the new Perek of Perek Hamishi, Ein Oimdin L'Hispalel El Mitoich Kovid Roish.